We're going to talk about critical parts, spare parts management, and inventory in general. It's a interesting topic because depending on whether you're in manufacturing or run a facility, it makes a difference in how you view spare parts. A lot of people in the facilities business say, well, I just need some filters and some belts on hand because everything else is taken care of. People in manufacturing, of course, have a much more complex situation. They have millions of dollars potentially invested in spare parts, and it becomes a much more complex process to control it. So we're going to talk about that. But one of the things I want you to keep in mind, whether you're in manufacturing or facilities, with today's global marketplace and the potential like we're experiencing for disruption of product and parts flow, we need to take stock of what do we really need on hand and how much do we need on hand for a period of time. Whether you're getting parts from Europe or the Middle East or the Far East can have an effect not only on whether you can get the part or not, but when you can get the part and what the lead time potentially could be. So a lot of things are changing in today's global world, and we'll talk about that. It's a responsible thing to manage your spare parts inventory. We have clients that have gone through 5S training and organized and gotten their parts in the right kind of shape. You know, each part should be in a little bit of a bin or area that's specific to that part only. Having a barcode on the shelf or a QR code, which is better today, on the shelf is really nice. Some people even go to the point of labeling each part with a barcode on the shelf. And again, depending on your business, depending on how much inventory you have, will depend on what effort that's going to take. I have clients that have full-time storeroom keepers, and they get the work order, and they do a couple of days before the part is going to be needed on the work order. It gets allocated, it gets pulled, a copy of the part gets added to the work order. So if it's a PM, they have everything ready for the technician, ready to go. They'll use a white pen potentially and actually put the work order number or the date that the work order is triggered on the belt so that in the future, if a belt breaks, the technician knows how long that belt's been on the particular motor, pulley, or whatever. So there's a lot that goes into managing spare parts. It's not just, oh, we need some on hand. It's where are they? When a technician has to spend time looking for parts, sometimes it's easier to call Home Depot and get something. And now you've not only have the parts somewhere on hand, but you've bought it again. The other thing that you need to manage on spare parts is the age of the part. If I have a case of caulk and I don't use it for 5 years, it's probably not any good. So knowing how long you've kept that part on the shelf is another critical component. What is a critical spare part? Well, that's changing in today's world, right? We know what our critical assets are. They're pretty easy to identify. They're part of our production operation or keeping our building running and healthy. So we know what they are in terms of the assets. But what are the critical spare parts? Sometimes it's the one that we haven't identified and don't know how long it's going to take to get because it very rarely breaks, right? But on the other hand, there are parts that are used consistently and constantly, whether it's a motor you have to change out from time to time or it's belts you replace from time to time. They're fairly consistent and easy to identify. If you're using them in a PM process, as an example, they're definitely easy to identify. If they're an occasionally used part, it becomes a little more difficult. Being able to analyze your parts usage and project parts forward during a time period, depending on the lead time for part, how much area you have to store it. If I've got 4, 5, 6, 7 locations, it's hard to identify if the part is really obsolete or not. And the reason is, if I identify it, that it might be obsolete in my facility because the particular piece of equipment I bought that part for has been replaced and upgraded, I don't know. If I don't have a good tool, I don't know if other facilities are using that part or not. Today, the availability and the ability to view stock utilization in all of my plants is an absolutely critical requirement. Number one, that ability allows me to stock less parts from a critical part and on-hand parts standpoint, particularly if all of my plants are in the U.S. or U.S. and Mexico and Canada. Right now, it's easy to transfer parts between plants. If I'm worldwide, that becomes a little more difficult, and we have clients in both categories. We have stuff sitting on our shelves, and we need to know what is it and where is it, right? Goes back to the basics of knowing where my parts are so that when a technician needs to find it, they know where to go to get it. When you have the wrong part or an obsolete part, it can lead to additional downtime. If there's been modifications or upgrades made to a piece of equipment and you're putting an obsolete part on it, thinking you're doing the right thing, it can cause more problems than you want to imagine. So it's absolutely critical to organize your spare parts and know in your facility, is this part obsolete or not? And if it's obsolete in my facility, is another location able to use that? Now, the question becomes, do they have enough already? What do I do with it? Do I red tag it, eliminate it, or sell it for scrap? Or what do I do, correct? And those are decisions that if you're well organized, you'll be able to make fairly easily. So let's talk about multiple inventory locations. You need a tool. You need a communication vehicle, whether it's a single database of inventory at locations or the ability to view a database at other locations. Today, with the cost of parts and the competitiveness of staying up, staying productive, and keeping my investment in parts as minimal as possible, yet keeping operational, you need a tool in place that's going to allow you to know where parts are available to your organization. Make use of a CMMS to organize parts, to track parts, to know the age, how long it's been on the shelf, to know the lead time of parts, where you buy them from, what multiple part numbers are associated with whatever part number you call the part. And again, a good maintenance software tool will allow you to get all of that information, in addition to be able to put attachments and specifications, quotes and things like that associated with the parts so that you have good communication not only in your facility, but potentially between facilities. Keeping track of the value of the inventory, keeping track of where it is, what it is, how old it is, are all things that tool that you use, your CMMS, should be providing you.